We're in the middle of the Maimer, and we're talking about how the job of a Yid is, tzaddikim is, v'yishkenu la'ad aleha. The job of the Yid is to take the world, that's Mitzrayim, the lowest of the low, Ervas Ha'aretz, the lowest reality, and make that place a home for Hashem. Take the sheker, take the shtus, take that which is wrong with our world, and make that itself the home for Hashem. And again, that's plan A, not plan B. And we said it's because of this mission that Yidden are called Tzivis Havaya. And we basically explained that in order to accomplish this mission, one needs to be Tzivis Havaya. He needs to be a Chayal, he needs to be a soldier. And that type of person can elevate the world. And we basically explained that in Mitzrayim, obviously the reason why we needed to empty Mitzrayim was not just in order to pay us back for our hard work and labor, it was much deeper. It was to elevate all the sparks that were in Mitzrayim, elevate that which belonged and was identified by the Mitzrayim in a low and coarse manner. The Yid then takes those same objects and elevates them to a higher level. And we explained that that's what it means, that the Yid had light when it was dark in Mitzrayim. The Yid had light, and then when they went into the Mitzrayim's home, they were able to see all of that which was hidden. What we really mean is that they were able to see the godliness in those places where godliness is really hidden. And then we said, and that which they weren't able to elevate, it was too hidden, that even the general light that comes together with the Yid, that general perspective that comes with the Yid, could not accomplish elevation in certain places, and that Pare brought to them. And we said, the only way to do this is if a person is Tzivais Havaya, which basically means they submit themselves to the concept of Yud Kei Vav Kei of Havaya. Now for the explanation. We know that the source of all concealment is Elikim. Elikim is the Gematria, Hateva, the nature, obviously with a hey in the name of Elikim. Nature is what hides Hashem. It seems like the world is running on its own. Teva also comes from the word Tubu V'yamsuf, where something is drowned, so you just see the water. And that's exactly what nature is. You do not see what's below the surface. You don't see Hashem's hand in nature. Even though Elikim, which is the Gematria of Hateva, means godliness, or Hashem, v'urak b'gematria hateva, it's only a gematria of hateva, which means, it doesn't mean nature, it means godliness, but it's the same gematria as nature, which means there's some sort of connection between it and nature. Ha'inu d'mashahu alikos u'bay b'giloy, ha'shenken yin hateva sh'bayo b'helem, merumas b'gematria sh'lay, which means to say, the name Elikim is obviously godly, and that's its name. Its number, its numeric value is teva, which means that's not its primary purpose, Elikim. Elikim is godly. But still, it is the source of nature. So again, if you would just look at Elikim itself, you would just see godliness. But it is the source ultimately for concealment. And this is the fact that godliness can be very hidden. As we mentioned before, this is what nature means. Nature means that which is true is hidden. That the light, the truth, is hidden very much. As it's explained in last year's perek. Now, when a Yid becomes Tzivis Havaya, identifies as Tzivis Havaya, which means he's a soldier of Havaya, that's who he submits himself to. Havaya means Shalemaila Me'ateva. In other words, the person connects, identifies with that which is above nature, which is Yudke Vavke. That is what elevates everything that this Yid encounters. This Yid goes together with that Havaya attitude, with that Havaya perspective, that which is above Helam Vehester, and automatically everything that they touch, everything that they look at, is automatically elevated to their place. And then this Yid can accomplish this home for Hashem, where Hashem can be fully exposed, fully himself, Havaya, in a world of nature, in a world of Cheshach. In the lowest realm, and in the words of the Alter Rebbe, in the lowest reality, in the lowest realm, which there isn't lower than it. Now to understand this, it's Siv Dalid, Agam, Shayru Mutba Behester Valam Biyaser. Now, to understand what this means, that there's something that is absolutely hidden, but through Avaida, a person can reveal that which is hidden. מבאר בעלוי לולו בפרק י' דלה, פרק זה, הוא מכוון לשון הזו, שנה עשי דלת בפעם השנייה כפליים לתשיעה. So now the Friedrich Rebbe explains in the 14th Sif, which corresponds to this year. For the second time, second is always double as strong. And obviously this year it's quadruple. שבכל זה זוועת המחייס כולם כסיב. The Friedrich Rebbe begins and says, דבעת המחייס כולם, you give life to all. דאור והחייס מאיר ונמשך גם במדרגס היועסר תחתונים ויועסר שפלים. ובכל מקום שהוא נמשך גם במקום הכי תחתן הוא בגילוי. Wherever Hashem creates, whatever Hashem creates, the lowest of the low, still godliness is revealed there. ועד שביחלת כל אחד ואחד גם הפשוט ביועסר לידזס. Friedrich Rebbe says, even the simplest person, someone that's not deep and philosophical, can know that godliness is everywhere. Wherever they look, in the most evil, in the most low, godliness is there. It's easy to detect. In Perek Yud Gimel, he speaks about, the Friedrich Rebbe speaks about, how low creation can be. In other words, the ability of Hashem to create the lowest of the low and hide himself in such great concealments. How good he is at hiding. In Perek Yud Aleph, he explains the other truth, and that is that the truth of the matter is, even the lowest places, and where seemingly Hashem is so hidden, really Hashem is so revealed. And the simplest person can know that. The Rebbe is going to explain this now. The beginning of Perek Yud Aleph speaks about Va'ata Mechayes Kulam and says the Rebbe Va'ata Loshen Noichach. Va'ata means when you say and you, you're talking to the one that you're saying you to. It's not in third person. You're not talking about Hashem in third person. And he. You're saying and you. You're talking to Hashem. Da'achayes Elokishu B'chol Nevraim Hu Begilui. So when you say Va'ata Mechayes Kulam, you're clearly aware of his presence. Ad Sha'imram Alav Ata Loshen Noichach. This is an elaborate discussion, and we'll try going through it briefly, maybe now, but throughout the rest of the Sifim. The general concept is that there are different levels of godliness. There is a godliness that gets caught up with the recipient of the godliness, that which is receiving. And it takes that into consideration. And there's another level of godliness where Hashem is just expressing himself. And that level of godliness, which is interested in the recipient, obviously limits itself to the recipient. So there's a lot of change then compared to when Hashem is just expressing himself without taking anyone into consideration. But we'll see as the Rebbe explains. When the Alter Rebbe speaks about the godly energy that's in this world, he calls it three different names. He calls it Oyer, light, Chayes, life, and Koyach, power or energy. The Mittler Rebbe explains this, the Rebbe Neshmas Eden explains this. The Koyach, who nivdal mimakayre, v'lachein ubebchinas helim. So in very, very short, there's a time when Hashem is fully expressed, which obviously just reveals Hashem, because Hashem is not limiting himself in any way. He's not filtering himself out. And then there's a level where Hashem is very interested in the recipient, and what the recipient can, so to speak, understand, accept, receive, and tolerate, and that's where Hashem is concealed. When Hashem is expressing himself, obviously that's not internalized, and it's not even possible to internalize that, which is Hashem expressing himself in his fullest, which is infinite. Life also is similar to light in that it doesn't really change, although it can be internalized. Again, hopefully throughout the other shiurim, I'll try to go back and try to explain a little bit more here and there. Both light and life don't really change, although the difference between light and life is that light is completely reflecting its source. That's what light is. Life is a little bit interested in the recipient, but still it doesn't change for the recipient, as opposed to koyach, which changes. And we'll see what the Rebbe is getting at in Meretz Hashem in the coming shiurim. Hamshichah in the next shiur, Meretz Hashem.